opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you so much for listening. Now listen, this episode is a bit compromised. I do have to be honest. I have to say it on the record. If Teeny Bopper is one thing, I hope that thing is honest. I hope that one thing is completely H-O-N-E-S-T honest. That's my biggest hope and dream for the podcast. So this episode has been compromised by Spirit Live headquarters, and I love Spirit Live headquarters, but they did pinch my tongue and tell me to wash it out with soap. So some words redacted and covered up with little bars and toner. So if you want to hear all the creative words that I chose to use in this episode, full creative freedom and full freedom of speech and language and of the, you know, mobility of my tongue, go to Spotify, the Teeny Bopper Podcast. Hear all the words in my vocabulary. Secondly, I just went on and on and on. This episode just went on and on and on and on and on. So if you want the full episode, not cut shorter for Spirit Live, you know, rules and restrictions, rules and regulations, Spotify, Teeny Bopper Podcast live on Spotify. That is all for me. I'm about to go into a midterm. Wish me luck. So for now, I salute you and I say goodbye. I ask you rule number one, enjoy the episode. Rule number one, have fun. And I'll see you on the other side. XOXO. Slava Cowan, Teeny Bopper Nation, president and world leader. Bye-bye.
Rolling. And
action.
I've heard a rumor that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Have I been living my life with this lesson as gospel in my mind? Have I been keeping this motto as truth in my heart and my soul? I can't say that I have. In good faith, in my honest heart, honest truth with God, I can't say that I have. That would be a lie. In my life, I think that I could say that I have treated others in the way that I wish to be treated. I think that I can say that I have not put all my eggs in one basket. I think I could even go out on a limb and say that I've lived and left and loved, but I can't in good faith say that I've treated breakfast like the most important meal of the day. And that's what I mean. And that is a crime that I think I will be apologizing for until my last and dying day. I think until I'm in the day where I'm in that room that's like painted like a very tasteful green, a very kind of muted, subtle, calming kind of blue, when someone's kind of holding my hand and I'm lying down horizontally and they're asking me to be strong. I think I'll be apologizing until that day. Breakfast is kind of like the analogy of breakfast. Breakfast is kind of like the bad boy that I should be. Well, no, I guess not. I was about to say, like, in the analogy of breakfast could be like the bad boy that I've chosen and I shouldn't be choosing. And I'm kind of like, I'm on the back of my motorcycle and my crotch is kind of like rubbing up against his jeans, and I'm kind of telling him in a very seductive way, go faster. And he just like absolutely loves me because my jugulars are so impressive. I honestly think sometimes I've been slighted by the hands of circumstance. In ways, yes, and in ways, no. In ways, I've been a lucky ducky, but in ways, I think that I could have had a better shake if my hips were just a little bit more slender and my jugs were just a little bit more impressive. Because I have a theory. If I was like maybe like a Megan Fox, I would know how to use it. And I think I could be living life to like my fullest vita loca. I would be on the back of that motorcycle with my hands up, literally the love of someone's life. People would be looking at me the way that husbands look at like, or like boyfriends look at girlfriends the day that they know I'm gonna marry that woman. Okay, I'm literally about to go down to the Michael Hill. I'm gonna go down to the People's Jewelers because I am actually about to be wed this woman because my hands are in the air like I truly do not care. Oh my gosh, I have to be so honest right now. My stomach is actually cramping. The thing that you don't even know is that for the arts and for the charts, you literally have got, oh, do you hear the rumble and the ruckus? You cannot even imagine. Take a guess. Take a gander. What room am I sitting in right now? You will never even be able to believe it. Last episode I was talking about, you don't even fucking know the life of a showgirl, babe. And the truth is you actually don't. Because when you see, Mustafa Cowan has a podcast, do you even know what that means? Do you even know what that takes? I don't think that you do. Because I had to literally be sitting here. Okay, I'm reaching out to my wonderful Teeny Bopper Productions. You know, I come up with my ideas. I say, hello, we're still in Teeny Bopper season 2. It's been a minute since we put out the last episode, but I think it's time that we get back in the studio and we make some magic. So I get on the bus, I go on my merry way. I walk over to Teeny Bopper Productions. I say, I have an idea. And then my executives, Sneeka and Tamina, they say, okay, let's hear it. And then I say, okay, on today's episode, let's take a moment to really appreciate the little hiss and cheer of these EDC XLRs right now, because not only are we going to not be stopping, I think we're going to be holding space for the moment that I just want you to know all the things that I'm existing with in this moment right now. To be a podcaster is to tell myself not to stop and keep going. And I've kind of made myself this project. Do I have permission to be meta? Do I have permission to tell the truth and nothing but the truth? With Teeny Bopper Podcast, I've made it my mission to really just make this my space of full and transparent honesty. I really want this to kind of be in the least cliche way possible, my dear dumb diary, where I say, hello, dear dumb diary. Today, I am talking about breakfast being the most important meal of the day. And I did actually have this thought when I was booking out these the XLRs from the EDC. I was saying, they were asking me, oh, Mustafa Cowan of the Teeny Bopper Podcast, today on the Teeny Bopper Podcast, what will you be talking about? And I told them, I said, today we are going to be talking about, in two simple words, the most beautiful sound in the world, in two single words, breakfast cereal. And I really got to thinking, because breakfast cereal, and they were like, okay, my favorite type of cereal, and that really got my gears turning in the mechanical system of the Mustafa Cowan operation. Is there any type of cereal other than breakfast cereal? That's an interesting question. To quote Beyonce, that's an interesting question. I wasn't expecting that question. I don't think I've ever encountered a breakfast cereal, or I don't think I've encountered a cereal, period, that hasn't been a breakfast cereal. I think it's kind of like the breakfast menu at McDonald's. I think in a world where the world is perfect, the sun might go down, the sun might rise, and the sun might set, and that might not necessarily dictate the day that you're about to have. There are people that are working overnight at the grocery store. There are people that are working overnight at the gas station. For them, their morning is night. Do you know what I mean? So I guess in the sake of fairness, a breakfast menu should be 24 hours a day, and I've always said that. But in the sense of breakfast cereal, I think breakfast can be whatever you want it to be. It's kind of like Lady Gaga's art pop. Her art pop could mean anything. And for me, I guess, in the way that Teeny Bopper Podcast is my dear dumb diary, it's also my art pop. It could literally mean anything. So I'm trying to, like, put the gears back. What was I saying? Breakfast cereal. I did hear a rumor that breakfast was the most important meal of the day. Have I been acting like it? No, but do I believe it? No, because I actually do really value dinner. And I know you're kind of thinking, wait, did you really just set up the camera? Did you just book out the keynote literally just to disagree with the statement that breakfast is the most important meal of the day? Did he spell it as a rumor? And the truth is, no. I mean, I do come here thinking that I do have more important things to say. But I just wanted to say that the bottom line is, if I had two big fat jugulars in the city of Miami, you don't even want to know what the world would look like, because it would look so astronomically different. Do you remember in Back to the Future 2 when Biff essentially becomes the future manifestation / prediction / crystal ball Alaganza embodiment of, like, you know, when you're like online and it's like Miss Mojo top 10 predictions that The Simpsons made about the future? That is literally like Back to the Future 2. Because Biff Tannen does essentially, you know, become the Donald Trump because of the butterfly effect. One thing that I mean, I personally might not necessarily agree that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but I have always believed in the butterfly effect. I can say, my name is Mustafa Cowan, and I believe in the butterfly effect, because it's true. If you gave Biff Tannen from the 1950s a kind of, am I giving spoilers to the people in the room? Can I be meta for a moment? Am I giving a spoiler? Permission to spoil Back to the Future. If you give Biff Tannen a copy of, I guess, what do you call those things? I've never encountered a book like this, but I guess just a book talking about who's won the World Series every single year, and then you use that to kind of hijack, I guess, sports, lottery, gambling, the whole world would be different. And I think in that sense, I kind of want you to think of that as the analogy that I am making to compare myself to Biff Tannen. If you give Biff Tannen a book where you talk about what are the winners of the next, you know, whatever year of the World Series, what, 30 years, he goes back 30 years, what would he do? He'd become, you know, president, and he would make this huge casino, he would take over the world would be dark. Biff Tannen would be doing ice. So in that sense, I say, Biff Tannen. But I just want to make that analogy to say, Give Biff Tannen a book of the World Series winners. He'll use it for evil. Give me big fat jugulars in Miami. I'm using my powers for good. On the back of the motorcycle, my jeans rubbing against a very handsome, a very abstract man's jean. Oh. The microphone is doing dubstep right now. And if you think I'm gonna stop, if you think that's gonna silence me, I actually would never be silenced by the silencers that try to press my lips together and say, why do when you could do not? And I say, because I must do. I've always had to. And I've always said that. I have a bag of tricks today. And I am thrilled to share. If you could see beside me, I think I want you, this is kind of a meta moment, but I do want you to appreciate the visual. When you look at this, what do you see? I asked my mother a question one day. I was watching this movie called Nika's gonna have to tell me what this Grand Prix. It's a gorgeous movie. I don't remember what year, but I believe it's from the 70s. And I was watching it and had the most brilliant, mesmerizing first. Should I be scared for a reason? Oh my gosh, she just gasped. Can I say something really quick? Oh my gosh, this is kind of my camera too. Nika, can you show yourself? I love this girl, by the way. What was I about to say? You have to remind me what I was about to say. Oh my gosh, wait. Okay, Nika just made a note to Mena, just made a face where she was like, huh. And you know what that made me think? Teeny Bopper podcast, social medias. Somehow, some way, this episode is going to be ending up on social media. And that's a whole conversation that I have to have. F*** the bag. F*** my bag of tricks. Focus on me. Focus on me. Because Teeny Bopper socials is, oh my gosh, if you could, Nika, can you do me a favor and just show the situation that we have going on here? We are in the creator space right now. And for those who are not a part of the Toronto Metropolitan Universe kind of metaverse, this room is approximately maybe 3 meters by 3 meters. We have a big fat chunka Willy Wonka Honka Tonka monster truck in the building. Oh my gosh, Tamana is wondering if I'm talking about the big fat Willy Wonka Tonka monster truck camera operator. But it just so happens that I'm not in this particular instance. What was I saying? Yeah, so first of all, oh my gosh, so many ideas when I bounce around. Can one of you guys do me a favor and remember, I'm gonna take the pin out of Grand Prix, but can you put a pin in Tamana making a facial reaction when I said something and relate that to Teeny Bopper socials? Okay, I was watching this movie called Grand Prix from the 1970s, I believe, and I'm sweating, you can't even believe how, I don't even think it's hot. I think my body hormones are just getting really excited about the idea of me having big fat fucking jugulars in Miami. Grand Prix, 1970 something. The first 10-ish minutes of this movie were groundbreaking. It was the shots, it was the editing, kind of those two things in tandem. And of course, you can't have a movie without the crew and everything goes into it. And that's kind of something that I want you to consider, but let me take one step back, to take two steps forward. Oh my gosh, and if you hear these things shaking, I'm sorry. I can only be who I am because I am who I am, and I've always said that. When I watched the Jane Fonda documentary, Jane Fonda, I think it's called My Life in Five Parts, she had this quote that I literally adored. I adore Jane Fonda. She is one of my many superheroes, and she had this line that she said when I think she was making a smoothie, and she said, I wish I was stronger, but I am who I am. And in ways, when you hear my big fat bum shaking the C-stand sitting on top of this counter, I want you to provide me just a little bit of grace in this time of really and truly needing it. Grand Prix, beautiful movie, and I was watching it, and my mother was sitting in the chair, as she often does. It's kind of like a living room situation, so I'm sitting on the couch parallel to the television. She's sitting on the chair in front of the television, and I'm watching this beautiful movie, and I'm thinking about, for this shot, they must have mounted the camera on top of the car. On this one, they've probably been in a window, or maybe they did a crane on this one, and this one, they must have set up the camera to be in this way. So I'm kind of thinking about, I guess in this particular era of my life, transcending into my era of this career, I often think about, when I watch media, how did they shoot this particular shot? Where was the tripod? Where was the camera operator? What was the trick that they had to do? And then I was thinking, watch this, but what does my mother think when she watches this? Does she think about, is she even thinking about where the camera is? Is she thinking about, you know, what it takes to do a sequence like this at all? What is her consideration? And so I asked her, I said, mother, will I be pretty? Will I be rich? No, I said, mother, when you look at a scene like this, what are you thinking? And I think she says, wow, those are a lot of cars. So it's just a different thing. And so I say that to say, when you see me, Mustafa Cowan, sitting in my orange, someone asked me the other day, is this shirt, sweater, crew neck, orange or yellow? And at first I said orange. I kind of want to say yellow. Oh, please, please turn the camera around when you do that. And I've always said that whatever Nika says is always textbook. If Nika told me that breakfast was the most important meal of the day, I would have to agree. Is breakfast the most important meal of the day?
It is my favorite.
I have to agree. I love breakfast, and I always have. Remind me what I was saying 2 seconds ago. Oh, orange. I was wearing orange. Oh, Nika says orange. Nika says orange. So, you might be wondering, like, what does it take to, you, I'm gonna get to my thought, but you have to bear with me. I'm literally just the person at the end of the day. I'm a person who has always tried his best, and I've always said that, and I've never pretended to be anything else other than that. Yes, so you might be wondering, or you might just be looking and perceiving me as someone who's, you know, so big and fat that he's shaking the C-stand. No, you might be looking at me in a very two-dimensional way, where you're looking at a boy wearing headphones with an orange crew neck in front of a blue background, and you kind of think that these are just things that cosmically exist. As Taylor Swift once said, I think when people see a phenomenon, I think that they forget that it isn't just something that's always existed. This is hard fucking work, actually. And even in the way where, you know, it takes to be in an orange crew neck and a blue background, I don't even think you could understand the amount of thinking and production that goes into simple decisions like this. And that's been a really excited moment for me, especially, you know, me being the person that's watching the movie, thinking about the camera and not the car. Being impressed by the way that they shot the car, but kind of thinking about how did they do it? What does the room look like? If I could show you what the room looks like, Nika, pan the room, please. Nika is currently panning the room, as you might be able to see. Can you see our gorgeous camera operator, Tamana? Give her a compliment in the Spotify comments. Do you have any particular, like, thing that you want them to zero in on when they give you a compliment?
Probably my invisible waist.
Okay, like in the sense of, like, you can't see it, but, like, if she had a waist, just tell her that you just can't see it. Because I've always thought of her as one of those people. You kind of remind me of an exclamation mark in the sense of, like, you start and then you stop and then you start again. Do you understand the visual that I'm conjuring?
I think you're thinking
of it. No, not in the sense of it, not in the sense of a sentence, but just imagine visually. A person with no waist is kind of like an exclamation mark in the sense of body, big jugulars in Miami, the absence of anything, and then, like, you know, feet, shoes, and the rest of the situation from the legs down. So, I hope that. And also, you're just an exclamation mark in the sense of, like, when I see you, I kind of just have to wow, exclamation mark. Right. Oh my gosh. Okay, pivoting to, oh wait, before I get to that, let me finish this thought of, yeah, production. Teeny Bobber podcast, I'm actually really happy to say, is number one, super self-indulgent. I'm sorry, we have to be so meta. That was just the sound of something, you know, hitting a desk, just in case you were like, oh my gosh, the room is literally breathing, and the truth is it is, and its breath is hot, and it's on the back of my neck, and the top of my forehead. If I break out in a bead of sweat, give me grace. That's all I've ever asked for. Yeah, Teeny Bopper Productions, or Teeny Bopper Podcast, is a production, and everything that I've been doing in my post-secondary career is a big fat production. And now that I'm getting more into the producing side of everything, you realize that more than you ever have. For me to have the idea, and this is just for me to, like, break out the idea of Teeny Bopper is so freaking high, like, ginormous, big fat Willy Wonka Honka Tonka monster truck. me to have this idea about, oh, I want to talk about, is breakfast the most important meal of the day? I have to text, you know, my Teeny Bopper production counterparts. I have to, you know, take the bus down to the office and, hello, my name is Mustafa Kalman, and I have an idea. They say, hello, I'm listening. A moment for the dubstep happening on the XLR right now. It's art pop, can mean anything. So I let them know. I say, this is my idea. I can't wait to film it. They say, I'm so in. Let's do it. We find rooms. In many ways, oftentimes we've been able to find rooms. It just so happened that today was a little bit difficult. I was almost about to go down to a stairwell and make it kind of like a little bit of an abstract moment. But we settled for a room that's kind of 3 meters by 3 meters. It is what it is. I'm sitting here on top of this table with my feet on something that I probably shouldn't be on right now. I'm trying not to shake the background. You understand how hard this is? Premiere Pro, you better really help me out when I'm editing this, because I'm going to be mastering, denoising. And yes, I throw your tomato. I've graduated from Pro Tools. I edit my audio on Premiere Pro. Yeah. Hi, my name is Mustafa Cowan, and I'm tired of not living in my truth. I refuse not to, and I must. So I do. And I always have. Production spaces. I contact my friends, my, you know, Teeny Bopper collaborators, and I say, I have this idea. I'm so excited. Let's make a Teeny Bopper extravaganza revolution quinceañera party. And they say, yes, I'll bring the balloons. I'll bring the confetti. We'll bring the motive, and we'll have a great time. And so what we have to do is we have to go about doing that. We get the essential equipments. When I was doing the audio podcast, the considerations were not that much to consider. I am so big and chunky. I'm so sorry for shaking this moment right now, but we go to the equipment distribution center, and we get the cameras and the tripods, and we get the kinos, and we get the, oh my goodness, patience, sweetie, patience. We get the stuff. We do the stuff. We do the production. We find a way to do the production. We find the room somehow, some way. Oh my gosh, can you pick that up and give that to me for a moment? This is Tamanna. If you see the top of her head, give her grace. All she's ever asked for is grace. When you saw that blue background, did you even think for a moment? Stop for the... Just take a moment for the dubstep XLR right now. Did you ever even consider an orange ironing? Is this just an iron? An orange iron that I brought from my house in a piece of luggage. So I just want you to see the whole picture. When you see Teeny Bopper Productions, I want you to know that Teeny Bopper Productions lives and breathes in a four-dimensional space. If we ever did a Teeny Bopper Productions, like, we got people to sit in a room and watch it, like, all at the same time, it'd be one of those rooms where, like, we give them a meal and we spray a scent. And it's like a really like four-dimensional experience, because I want you to know that like Teeny Bopper, there's the taste of Teeny Bopper, there's the look of Teeny Bopper, the smell of Teeny Bopper, the look. Oh, just consider this four-dimensional, breathing, living situation when you see me sitting here. It's a huge feat. So when you see this, let's pivot now. When you see this on Teeny Bopper social media, has it ever hurt just to drop a heart? Because eventually, I'm just looking forward to the day that I'm, please get that. I'm looking forward to the day that I'm, like, posting this episode. Oh my gosh, so excited to have finally made Teeny Bopper season 2, episode 2. When I look down, when I swipe up on that story, and I look at all the profile pictures and all the account usernames of the people that have viewed that story, I just want you to know, like my story, when you come on my Teeny Bopper page, I am literally the woman that looks like Elastigirl. Trust, you will be dealt with, because when you come on my page, and I'm essentially doing the analogy of a quinceañera, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to announce that this. Oh my gosh, I just made this thing, da 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 da. The analogy, the equivalent of a quinceañera, the equivalent of basically saying, hi, it's my birthday. I would just kind of prefer that you kind of like my Instagram story, maybe comment on my post, because here's the thing. Is my crew neck orange or yellow? Teeny Bopper Nation, I want to hear from you, and the thing about it is, you think that I don't, but I do. always have. I really want this to be a community space. And I know that's hard when, like, Teeny Bopper Socials right now is kind of, like, the people that have, like, a compilation of people that have actually seen my face face-to-face. Not, like, people that, like, I guess can engage with it in a different kind of way. I don't know what I'm saying. But, yeah, Teeny Bopper Socials. Wait, before I get into Teeny Bopper Socials, can I just say, take two, I have a bag of tricks. I have a bag of tricks. Point the camera to Tamana. I have a bag of tricks. And if I repeat myself, what was it that Lana Del Rey says in her Instagram bio? Do I contradict myself? Well, I contain multitudes, and I've always said that. Can I get a hand? Adjust the levels. Oh, and let's do like at this moment. Yeah, so I have a bag of tricks. And in my bag of tricks, I kind of just wanted to do something a little bit more immersive today. Permission to switch things up. I just want to have a little bit more fun today. Like I said, once upon a time in a faraway land, I heard a rumor that breakfast was the most important meal of the day. And in the spirit of that, I just wanted to kind of have a moment where I just crunch and munch just a little bit. I know that Samantha took away my fridge, and I know that she took away my pantry, but the power of the Satan and Lucifer has compelled me, and I went grocery shopping today. I'm sorry. Hi, my name is Mustafa Cowan, and I am an addict. So, this one is what? This one is the Reese's Puff Minis, right here. And then this one is the Cinnagram Toast Crunch, and then, but wait, there's more. This one, all of these, I'll be honest, I've never actually had. I wanted to. This one's Crave Glazed. So, in case you're wondering, these are three flavors that I've never had before. And there is something else in my bag, somewhere in here. We have milk. There is milk, because where there is Mustafa Cowan, where there are cows, there are milk. So we have, this one's 2% milk. And in the true spirit of gluttony, I have milk, strawberry milk. It's been such a grand long time since I had strawberry milk, but I want to hold this when I say this. Can you do like a zoom in and then zoom out as if I'm like doing like a victorious speech? Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for this wonderful honor of having pocket money to spend. This is just the thrill of my life, and I never expected this. When I was younger and I had only toonies and loonies to my name, I never expected that I could spend more than $3 at the grocery store. But today, I could look at strawberry milk on the stands at the grocery store and say, let's be fat today. Let's indulge. So I did pick this up along with, a moment for the dubstep. A moment for the dubstep once again. I picked up, let's try like here maybe. And there is silence and clarity. It is like I just changed my diaper. My world has changed. So, yes, I picked up strawberry milk, partly skim milk, this one, and three different types of cereal. You would not even believe it in a world of capitalism and, you know, just ice and just other evil things. I got all of these three things for like $12, and you must be thinking, whoa, that must be like 12, like 90. You must be rounding down. No, it was 12:30, like 12:38 or I thought I had the receipt, but I don't think that I do. So I am gonna need a little bit of help from let me put you here for the moment. Let's see what else is in my bag. Oh my goodness, I never thought in my world of worlds that I would be doing magician cosplay. I'm like thrilled. I am literally like having the time of my life. Let's see what else is in this bag. my gosh, my favorite dish is mug. And I've always said that. So what was I saying? Yes, can you do me a favor and grab the spoon that's right beside you? Okay. So, I was talking about, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, catch a tiger by its toe. If he hollers, let her, hollers, can you sing it for me?
Social media, outdated, meeny, miny, miny, mo, I don't know the song.
Nika said, honey, we got places to be, we got places to go. Can you do the eeny, meeny, miny, mo moment for me? Okay.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I don't know the rest of the song. Which one is it gonna go?
Okay, we'll do this one. Yeah, so we were talking... So we were talking about social media. And I was saying, now that Teeny Bopper is a living, breathing space with visuals, I was, what was I saying? Yes, the first episode. Oh my goodness, what a marvelous... What a marvelous kind of experimentation of being a person, being perceived in the world. I said this once, and I agree with what I was saying. Possibly the most degrading thing a person can do is have a podcast. And I think I've really tested my humanities by choosing to indulge in this male kind of stereotype. I decided to be a cliche and be a boy with a podcast. Now that I'm a boy with a visual podcast, can you decide, should I do the strawberry milk moment? Yeah, let's try that. Let me help you, help you. Help me help you. Okay. So the first episode of the Teeny Bopper podcast was kind of a really interesting one. So I guess maybe this is like the meta episode. And can you get up close and personal for this little bit? Yeah, the last episode of the Teeny Bopper podcast. Can you do me a favor and just sit beside you, my love? Thank you. I actually want you to smell this. This smells like candy that cost not that much because it's actually being recalled from the shelves. Yeah. The last episode of the Teeny Bopper podcast was an interesting experimentation of, I guess putting myself out there in a way where that episode was my first visual podcast. I've never sat in front of a green screen just talking for that long. I've never recorded my podcast with other people. In the room. And so that's why it was such a strenuous process of, oh my gosh, I have this idea. Talk, 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 go, go, go. I'm talking about Jimmy Kimmel, and then I'm talking about Hollywood, and then I'm talking about the Golden Globes, and then it goes from there to there to there to there to there. All of a sudden, somehow, some way, we end up talking about 9/11. It is what it is. And so, the exercise and practice of that.
If you are curious what is happening here,
was I necessarily
only the video watchers
will be
know.
Honest.
Go to Spotify.
No, I
go to Spotify. Hey, you, the listener. You listening? Yeah, you. Go to Spotify.
Especially that's the only thing I put out that like 2 months after the fact to be like not your favorite thing in the world. But the truth is, just the performance of putting on a show of of just idea and like performance of where did I even start in the episode, where did I even stop. So it wasn't my favorite episode. I put it out, I edited the thing, I'm putting, you know, trimming and volume, whatever, and then eventually I'm sharing the show, and that was just its own really different, I think that was an experience that just a full peek behind the curtain, that really was an experience that I was I think meant to have as someone who, you know, has done so much so far in media production, where I've never kind of had an experience where I've made something and I've kind of watched people watch it, and I'm watching the lines on their face change, And I've always, not always, but I guess in the art that I've made, my biggest hope isn't even that they like it. I just want to make someone feel anything. I kind of, my criteria is if you watch something of mine, do the lines on your mouth change? Do they cheer down? Do they tilt up? That's kind of my hope. And I was calling people, or I guess I was talking to my friends, and they would, you know, someone would overhear that I have a podcast. They would look up the show and they'd see me basically going, my dog has fleas, my dog has fleas, on a scale of smiley face to frowny face to face with a line down the middle. How are we feeling today? And people were smiling. The people were smiling. The people were clapping. The people were commenting smiley face. They were commenting face with a line down the middle. They were commenting, you know what? For a matter of fact, my day wasn't so great, but now that I'm seeing this, it is good. Or, you know what? Things could be better. It was just an interactive space. And I was like, whoa, this is really exciting. And also there is this another moment where this is kind of tangentially similar. For my radio production class, I made these like advertisements, and I made this particular one, and I'll play it now. So I'm just gonna imagine I'm gonna cut here.
Cosmetics. What are you wearing?
And resume here. So that advertisement, I played kind of in a presentation. So I'm standing in front beside like this kind of projection screen, and I'm watching people watch it. I'm watching the lines on their face change. They're kind of a little bit scandalized. They're a little bit shocked. And that to me was Christmas morning. Just the idea of, you know, people engaging with your work and it making them feel something. So that was just a very vulnerable experience, the whole part. I mean, I would share something. Like, I would, you know, like, today's episode of the Teeny Bopper podcast, shout out to the people that helped me make it, post. And then I would, like, literally die from embarrassment. Like, I think every single time. And every time I would delete the app and download it again and delete the app and download it again and run and hide from Teeny Bopper socials. Teeny Bopper is kind of a monster in my own walls. Soggy cereal. What's the preference? So yeah, just a very human experience of doing this whole thing, posting it, sharing it. Ooh, what a quinceañera party. I have a pack of tricks, and there's a bit more in there. Could you do me a favor and hold this, my love? Thank you. As you can see, I'm a really, really big fan of this new horror, thriller, kind of gothic, kind of, this new kind of horror, thriller, gothic kind of moment. In a thesis word, it's girl. It's a movie about girl. Oh wait. Oh my goodness. Where are my keys? Honey, where are my keys? Better or worse? Gorge, okay. As you can see, I am a huge fan of this new movie that just recently came out. It's kind of like this thriller horror. I don't know if it's either thriller or horror, but in a word, girl. In a word, it's kind of about the girl and the miraculous process of childbirth, of labor, of, you know, what's it called? The process of baby. And so this movie recently came out, and I've just been fucking obsessed with it. It's like midnight, morning, day, afternoon, and whatever the fuck. So basically, in this movie, it's essentially about this girl, and she's like walking in front of a church, and she is, verses of Away in the Major. She's like, and her legs are like, as she progressively walks about, I would say 30 feet. I'm not a super fan, but I have seen some behind the scenes pictures, maybe like 30 feet. To this kind of station where she just, you know, she does a little bit of scream, a little bit of wailing, just a little bit of, you know, conversation starting, in the medium of and then eventually she does give birth, the miracle of Christmas, she gives birth, to, what's called poultry, to like a, she gives birth to an egg, so this movie, I'm just such a ginormous fan of, and me being a huge fan of this film, I've been lurking, it's Mother Goose, this movie is called Mother Goose 2025, Mother Goose in parentheses 2025, and I've been, how can you, I've been engaging with the www.mothergoose/reddit.com, and I've seen people saying, oh my gosh, I'm so confused. Why is she in such intensive labor if all she's pushing out is an egg? And I get that because people have been saying like, oh, I guess like in the quantum relativity of science, an egg is kind of the size of like, some might say like a piece of or something like that. So why is she, if it's literally, I guess size, circumference, diameter, it is what it is. But what I've kind of been saying is, imagine it not as, because also, can I talk to the ladies in the room for a moment? When you, and can I see this gorgeous woman over here, or is the pan lock off? Okay. When you are eating cereal and your hair goes in the cereal, what happens next?
I don't eat cereal.
I hate when I'm talking to skinny people who have never eaten cereal before because they can't relate to the life of a showgirl. And now I'm sitting here, a fool, with my wig and my, the wig on top of my head and the cereal in my hand, wondering, what do I do when my hair goes in my cereal? And they're like, oh, I'm an exclamation point. I don't eat cereal.
I wish my hair was as luscious as yours. I would switch cereals. Can I offer?
Oh my gosh, my stomach is literally cramping. That's all you get over here on Spirit Live. I'm sorry, but your access has expired. Thank you. I take your library card and I snip, 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 snip. Revoked, expired, and tossed in the trash bin. Go to Spotify right now for the rest of the episode if you care to listen. Thanks for listening so far. And if you are cutting out here, if you're going home, if you said, I've had my full. Thanks for listening. There's always next time. So see you next time on the Teeny Bopper Podcast, my loves. Kisses, kisses, smooches, smooches. Sorry for the lipstick stain on your cheek. And I'll see you later, pumpkin sweetie pie. All my love. Bye-bye.